The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Hey. As we know, one of the big differences between Nusach Sfarad and Nusach Ashkenaz is saying Morin Atol during the summer. To understand the differences, let's start from the Gemara. The Gemara actually, not in today's Daf, but in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says, Tono, Betalu Uberuchos, Loi Chayvah Rechomim Lahazkir, about dew and about the winds, the Rechomim didn't obligate us to mention it in Tefillah, Vimbo Lahazkir, Mazkir. But if you want to be Mazkir, then you could say it. My Tama, what's the reason why there's no obligation to mention it? Rav Chanina, Levisha'enon Netzorin. Which means it doesn't stop totally. It doesn't. Hashem has never made it completely. The Ram explains that the Chachamim didn't obligate us to mention it in the right time. The lashon of the Ram is shleichavu lahazkib bizmanim v'imhizkish shleiv bizmanim ein nekach klum. That it goes both ways. They didn't obligate us to mention it in the right time, which means for the wind, it would be the winter, and for the tau for the summer. They didn't obligate us to say it, and even if we said it in the time when we shouldn't have said it, still we don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because since it's not netzer, it doesn't stop totally. Because if the ruach would stop and totally, there wouldn't be the world couldn't be in existence, and so too by the Tao. The Beis Yosef explains the Ran that even though there are times that there's more ruach and there's time that there's less ruach, and there's times that we need the wind more and there's time that we need the wind less, and so too by Tao. There are times that there's a Tao Shabrocha that's missing. But even though, since it's not netzer in Legamri, since it doesn't stop totally, so maybe the Chachamim weren't mechayev us, because the Chachamim only were mechayev us to mention things like rain, that if it doesn't rain totally, then we're in trouble. And there are times that the rain stops, that it doesn't rain for an extended period of time. But, says the Beis Yosef, and explains according to this Ran, that even though the Chachamim didn't obligate us to mention it, but if you want, if a person wants to go and mention it and ask for extra bracha, then he's allowed, just like in every bracha, a person could go and ask for his tzrachim. And here it's not a tzrach; here it's a tzrach from Hashem, and you're giving a extra tzrach that Hashem also gives the tau and the ruach. So the B'nai Ashkenaz hold that since this is what it says in the Torah, that since since the Gemara says that in his a machzir in Oisai, that if you mention it, then you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei over again. So it's mashma that the Chachila you should not mention it. So that's why the B'nai Ashkenaz do not say Morid Atol. But that's in the summer. In the winter, though, there is a mention, according to everybody, even the B'nai Ashkenaz, there is a mention of wind, and there's a mention of tau in the Azkara. Right, in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, when Moshe Berech Hashem, together with Morid HaGeshem, which is a Chiyuv, we say Mashiv HaRuach, we say about the Ruach, and in the She'ela, in the Baruch HaBaruch HaLeinu, we say Tau Umot, not only rain, also Tau. So the Ran explains further that since Geshem is the Chiyuv, the Chiyuv to be Mazgir and to be Shoyel is on Geshem, is on rain. So Mele rain, we ask for rain with Meshabeach in the beginning by the Azkari, and we ask for rain later on also by the She'ela. And Ruach and Tal, since it's not a Chiyuv, so we, in order to differentiate between the Chiyuv and the Rishus, we divide them, and by one we say by the she'ela we say one, and by the haskara we say the other. We say mashav ruach, and we say tal umoter. Now, why do we say tal dafka by the she'ela by asking for the rain, and why do we say ruach together with the geshem by the haskara? Why not the opposite? So the pasuk in Hosea Yudalad says that Hashem said that He's going to be to Klal Yisrael. It says, "Eheye katal, I will be to Klal Yisrael like tal." The Gemara darshins the Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Eheye li Yisrael b'davar hamizbakish." Can accept "Eheye katal," that tal is something that everybody wants. Everyone's happy with tal because tal is a extra benefit for everything that's growing, and it doesn't bother anybody. Mashenki and the ruach, not everyone is happy with the ruach. Mimela, the tal we say by the main request for the rain, which is by the she'ela. That's why we say we're saying tal umoter. Mashenki and the ruach, since we also want to be masculine, but it's in the less important part of the she'ela, which is by the haskara. That's why we say Mashav Ruach Amorid Geshem in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So again, so for the Bnei Ashkenaz during the summer months, since it says that that if you mazkir shalei bismanim, if you mazkir about the ruach and the tal shalei bismanim, then emach zivin esrei. So Bnei Ashkenaz hold that the ratchilam shalei bismanim, we shouldn't mention it. And bismanim, even though it's not a chiyuv, but they say it's a good thing to do. So maybe we put it in two different parts of the Shemoneh Esrei. We say mashav ruach together with the Moed Geshem and the Azkored, and they say the same tal and motor, the tal together with the motor by the she'ela. So that's it for the Bnei Ashkenaz. Now, what about the Bnei Sfarad and the Nusach Sfarad that we say Moed Hatal? So the Shulchan Aruch in the Siman Kuf Yud Dalad, which speaks about Mashav Ruach Moed Geshem and about Moed Hatal, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Hei that if the Moed HaChamo, if someone says Moed HaGeshem, then he has to say Shemoneh Esrei over again. And so too, if the Moed HaGeshomim, if he's not Mazgut Geshomim, if he doesn't say Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem, then Machzirin Oisai. Then also you say Shemoneh Esrei over again. But the halacha by the latter, by the Moed HaGeshomim, there is a clause that there is a time that you're not mazker geshem and you still don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei over again, and that is if you mazker tal. That if you say Moed HaTal b'mkoim Moed HaGeshem, so that's enough that you are mazker that and you don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei over again. So in Mele, in the Nusach Sfarad, and by the Sfaradim, they say Moed HaTal in order to safeguard ourselves, that just in case in the beginning of the Yemos HaGeshomim, after Shmini Atzeres, that just in case we forget to change and not to say, and we don't say Moed HaGeshem, at least we'll be betuach that the Chol HaPochus, we said Moed HaTol, and maybe we don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei over again. So the whole reason why Bnei Sfarad say Moed HaTol is so just in case you forget to say Moed HaGeshem during the winter. But this whole halacha, l'chera, needs beer. We started off the shir saying that mentioning about tal is not a chiyuv, but mentioning about rain in the winter is a chiyuv. So, if it's not a chiyuv to say tal, then how could that replace the geshem? And how could that be? And if you have a chiyuv to say geshem, and you don't say geshem, but you say tal, that's going to save you. Why? Geshem is a chiyuv, and tal is not a chiyuv. And furthermore, if tal saves you, so what about ruach? Ruach, the Gemara says, is on the same darga as tal. So if you say moed tal instead of moed geshem that saves you, what about What about if the person only says Mashav Haruach? He didn't say Mered Hageshem. He didn't say Mered Atal. He said Atik Bilam Hashem. Mechayim Esam Atarav Liyashiyam Mashav Haruach. Mechag Chayim Bechesed. Is that enough? It should follow suit that if the Mered Atal is enough, then perhaps Mashav Haruach is also enough. So what's the halacha? So this Eitzah of the Mered Atal is a riff. And the Rif brings from the Yerushalmi, and the Beis Yosef brings it down, and it's a big din among the Rishonim if we pass them like that. But Akoponim, the Rif said it, maybe we're Rishonimach on that, Lamaisa. But so the Beis Yosef brings down a reason. The Beis Yosef says that since in the Birchas HaMeisim, in the Bracha of Ata Gibur, the Chachamim were mechayev us to be Meshabeach Hashem. With the thing that he does. So the Mela, since that is the Chiv, even though what the Chachamim said that we should do is to Mishabeach Hashem on a Dover that's Netzer, on something that stops periodically, and we have to Davar Hashem that it should start again, which is the rain, that without our tefillah, maybe Hashem won't bring it, so we should be Mishabeach Hashem, that Hashem is great and he brings rain, and this taka is ma'akev in she'ela that you must ask this for a davar netzar, but since it's a shvach in the beginning of Shemini Esrei, it's not a she'ela. So if you mishabeach Hashem for something that's needed in the world, even though it's not netzar, even though it doesn't stop, Hashem never stops it completely, but it's something that's beneficial for the world, so that's enough, and you yotze for that. But when there is a chiyuv to mention a shvach and you don't say anything, so there you're not yotze and you're machzir. You have a chiyuv to daven over again. So that's how the Beis Yosef explains. If you say that, even though there's a chiyuv to say Mered Hageshem, but the chiyuv is really to say a shvach to Hashem about Hashem in something that He brings to the world. So mainly that's why you're yotze with Mered Atal also, because that's something beneficial for the world. If he said nothing, then there was a chiv to be Meshabeach Hashem now, and you weren't Meshabeach. That's the reason of the Beis Yosef gives. The Taz, though, in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, which is the Siman that speaks about the Saint Talamotar, says a different reason. The Taz says that in the Brach of Ata Gibur, we're talking about things that are called Chaim and bring life to the world. Mechagel Chaim Bechesed. So over there, we speak about rain, because rain also brings the Chaim Mesim. It brings the seeds back to life, and it's going to bring back the Mesim. So Tal is also called Chiyus. Right? Tal Shot Chiyah. So Tal do goes together with Geshem, that both of them are called Chaim and bring life to the world. That's why Mered Atal could be a replacement for Geshem. Masha'en Kain in the Birchas Aris, in the Brach of Baruch Aleinu, that we're asking for everything that brings bracha to the world, so then you have a chiv to mention everything, all the brachas, which is Sai Tal and Sai Geshem. The mele there in the Baruch Aleinu, if you say only Tal and you don't say Mutter, you wouldn't be Yotze. The Prima Gadim says that an afkamina between the Tam of the Beis Yosef and the Taz would be if by the Azkara, in the Baruch of Mechagel Chaim, a person says Mashav Ruach alone, like the question that we started off with, that Zogt Prima Gadim, that according to the Taz, that the reason why you Yotze and Tal is because it brings Chaim to the world. So Ruach, you don't find it anywhere that's called Chaim. Maybe that doesn't fit into the bracha. Maybe you wouldn't be Yotze if you only said Mashav Ruach. you have a chiv also to say Moreh Lageshem, or the Chol HaPochus Moreh Latol Yoytze. But if you just say Mashe Beruach, then you would have to say Shmoneh Esrei over again. Mashe Ein Kein, according to the Beis Yosef, that the Tam is that the reason why you be Yoytze, if you say Moreh Latol, is because it's also something beneficial to the world and is a shach to Hashem. Zokte B'Megodim could be according to the Beis Yosef. If you only said Mashe Beruach, you would be Yoytze.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.